Hello everybody, I'm George Marlin. Thanks for coming to my channel. In this video I'm asking why Reform United Kingdom is sympathetic to Putin. And I'm trying to say Putin and not Russia. I mean, I know he is the president of Russia. Some people personifies Russia, but you know, I'm sympathetic to Russia, talking about banyas or maybe architecture, some of their music or the Russian individuals I like. And I feel sorry for the people who suffer horrifically on this terrible tyranny. And reluctantly acknowledge that many of them, maybe most of them, support him and his barbarous war of aggression against Ukraine. You know, not Russophobic, but it's almost like Reform UK was Ukrainophobic. And there's ample evidence of this, of Nigel Farage, the leader of the Reform UK party, and some of his other politicians, saying things which are really simply advancing Russian government propaganda. So now, currently, Reform UK's official position is that, yes, Russia has illegally invaded Ukraine. That's bad. That's stop. Reform UK wants the UK to be part of NATO. And all right, NATO actually doesn't have a collective policy on Ukraine because Turkey, for example, is strictly neutral. But some of their times, they seem to be taking their script straight from the Kremlin. So way back in 2014, before Reform UK was founded, Farage was in the United Kingdom Independence Party. He said that he would admire Putin most of any world leader, but as an operator. So he didn't approve him politically. Now, I do understand the distinction. You wouldn't like his dictatorial policies, his oppression, his suppression of free speech, the way they have farcical trials, the way there's such a wide-scale use of torture and all the rest of it. But it is true that Putin achieved his goals by illegal, by immoral means. But, I mean, he succeeded in his own terms. I wouldn't have the same goals he did, and the methods he used are unconscionable. There's no question he did achieve some success. That doesn't justify it. And in the noughties, he achieved good things for Russia, you know, morality aside. I know he's evil, but if you say look at inflation and unemployment and other indicators and gross domestic product per capita and all sorts of really just about any metric, things will go in the right direction. And no, it's not just because of him. It's partly lucky timing and so on. But we know that the Russian government committed many atrocities in Syria, propped up a really horrific, sadistic regime under Assad, which is not to say that all Assad foes were good, and so on. So then when Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 and seized Crimea, then they said it was understandable, which means you semi-sympathize with it, that the European Union had provoked Russia. Well, I don't see how. Ukraine has the right to determine its own foreign domestic policies, including the goal of joining the European Union. I'm a Eurosceptic, would like the Republic of Ireland to leave, glad the United Kingdom left, but that the European Union is not evil. If I had to choose between the European Union and Putin's Russia, I would definitely choose the EU. You know, United Kingdom, I want to stay out of the EU, but if it was a straight choice, rejoin the EU or become part of Putin's Russia, I would rejoin the EU, no doubt about it, and so forth. And I've bent over backwards to try and see the Ukraine issue from the Russian perspective. And although they had an arguable case for Crimea and Donetsk and Lugansk, they really don't for the rest of it. And it was still illegal. It was still a breach of the UN Charter. And they lied and lied and lied about it and so forth. He said that the European Union and NATO expansion has provoked Russia. But Russia doesn't want it. Russia's obviously provoked others by illegally occupying Moldova and Georgia and so on, by murder abroad, including in the UK. All sorts of state terrorism in Russia and overseas. But, you know, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, they've all joined NATO as well as the EU. I know Russia doesn't like it. Tough. Russia didn't seek their permission to set up its own military alliances and so forth. So, yeah, there's been overly sympathetic to what Putin was saying. The Maidan revolution, saying that that was a street coup. Now, this is very debatable. But, yeah, Viktor Yanukovych, he's fled to Moscow and so on. Pro-Putin and so forth. Farage said that democracy was destroyed. Well, obviously, Russia interfered and tried to falsify election results. But there's no doubt that a certain segment of Ukrainian opinion wanted Ukraine to rejoin Russia, maybe 30% of them, and so forth. It's all very murky how it went on. You know, Yanukovych's police shot dead over 100 armed protesters. Putin said, "You don't poke the bear." And that's the very phrase that Putin likes to use. To poke the bear with a stick, he will respond. Obviously, Putin's poking everybody else, even 2007, violating the UK's airspace. He's come right in the end, saying Putin is responsible for invading Ukraine. That's true. He's guilty. He now dislikes Putin and so on. And he says you have to be geopolitically realistic. In a sense, that's true. You've got to have a military capability if you're going to take certain positions. And there have been Western mistakes. There have been, and not being firm enough, and so on. And obviously, one of his former political colleagues was sent to prison for taking bribes from Russia. Why are they so sympathetic, Reform UK? I suppose because maybe some of them are homophobic, and Putin's very homophobic. Maybe some of the white nationalists, and Russia's largely a white nation. They're obviously people who are like olive-skinned or whatever, or oriental in the Far East, but the people like Tatars or whatever. It's not mono-ethnic, as some people imagine. Maybe they like macho posturing, militarism. He's hostile towards the European Union, which they are. They might think that's a good thing. So I'm not sure why else they would think he's good news. He definitely doesn't support the freedoms that they want. But Putin will do anything to curry favor, to try and amplify totalitarian forces. I know that Reform UK is not totalitarian, but the far right, not saying the Reform UK is far right, I think probably elements of it are, though, or indeed the far left, anything to collapse the consensus. All right, and this is the West and the neocons and Victoria Nuland should never have backed, I think never have backed, the coup against the elected government of Ukraine, 14,000 dead before the invasion. Yeah, there's all this demonization of Victoria Nuland, this American diplomat who was there. Well, I mean, it's true that, you know, the United States had a policy. They wanted certain politicians to win. That's true. But Russia did as well. Unsurprisingly, they have opinions about other people's politics. Elected. Okay. Goodness. Was it a coup? Some people say that it was. But was there peaceful protest and they were, you know, 100 people shot dead? So that was a grossly excessive use of force by the state. Yeah, 14,000 people dead. Yeah, because Russia invaded. It's all Russia's fault. You think as bad as happening in Ukraine? All right. But you shouldn't invade. You know, the US army didn't invade. The German army didn't invade. The French army, the British army, no NATO army invaded. Only Russia invaded. And Russia has obviously lied and lied and lied about its troops being in Lugansk and Donetsk, despite many being captured with even their passports, proof positive there were Russian troops who were there. As well as it's true, some pro-Russian rebels, would you call them terrorists? If you're fighting illegally against the lawful government of your country, well, you know, if that new government of Ukraine was illegitimate, why did Russia not de-recognize it? They still had an embassy there. They still recognized it. They still met Petro Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine after that, recognizing him as the president of Ukraine. So Russia's got no right to an inch of any of this. And Putin himself signed a treaty in 2003, recognizing the border of Ukraine, including Crimea, as lawfully Ukrainian sovereign territory. And the Ukrainians bent over backwards to accommodate Russia, allowing the Russian Black Sea Fleet to be there, allowing Russian to be the principal language in Crimea, and so forth. You know, political parties were allowed in Ukraine. It would never be allowed in Russia. Separatism is a crime in Russia, expressing that. Americans invaded most of the Middle East. Well, they haven't invaded most of the Middle East. They have made some of the Middle East. Hey, I'm not a shill for Washington, D.C. I will lambast U.S. foreign policy, often do. Two wrongs don't make a right. This is too quoque. You change your tune there. The neocon agenda is a disaster. Well, I've mixed feelings about that. In some cases, it has failed. Whether you're a neocon or not, you neocon, Ukraine is not part of Russia. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 7 on gmail.com. Goodbye.